This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I love this story. If you missed it, this is a Southwest Florida man. You know, we talk about the fact that fireworks are another big, like, point of contention these days.
Yes.
Love them. Some people hate them. And if you're in a neighborhood where people are setting them off all the time, you get incredibly frustrated. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
A Southwest Florida man who hates fireworks stood outside his neighbor's homes and made firework sounds to wake them up like they've been waking him up.
He was like...
Oh, I can't wait. Can we hear it?
Oh, yeah. Here is the story from NBC2 in Cape Coral. Take a listen to this one here.
Firecracker!
People living on a Cape Coral have now got an early 4th of July show. It wasn't one you could see, but you could definitely hear it.
The dogs were barking, and we go outside, and this guy is screaming, I mean, so loud.
Sarah Warnicke came outside. This is where she could hear someone screaming from across the darkness of the canal, putting on his own show in protest of pyrotechnics.
He seemed to be upset that people were celebrating early.
The time, just before 3 a.m. last Friday. So, she shouted back.
Firecracker!
Shut up!
Bottle rocket! That's annoying, isn't it? Quit doing it in the middle of the night!
Well, he's definitely out there. That or he's definitely on something, maybe.
Fireworks are legal in Florida on 3 days, the 4th of July being one of them. While legal, they still might violate Cape Coral's noise ordinance.
Firecracker!
I like this guy.
This guy is, too.
Pretending to be a firework is also going to run afoul of our noise ordinance.
Cape police responded to 6 different firework-related calls in the last 48 hours alone. Neighbors I spoke with say they didn't hear any fireworks that night. Warnecki, though, has a theory on why this guy was putting on his own display.
He thought last year probably that I'm going to wake them up like they woke me up with the fireworks.
I knocked on every door in the area where this happened. No one admitted that this... was them.
Also, they don't even know who it is.
No.
That's amazing.
Leaving the question, will the person that's all about sleep ruin others again before the holidays here?
It makes you wonder what's gonna go on in the next few days, you know, until 4th of July.
Reporting in Cape Coral. Case Golding, NBC.
Jeez. I'm doing this.
Firecracker! Pop, pop, pop! Boom, boom! Bottle rocket! Firecracker, boom!
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I like it. I do. Because, you know, obviously we've been through this already. It's over. That whole week is past us. But, you know, for days leading up to it, there are people just staring at their boxes of fireworks, and they're like, man, I got to get injured now.
Yeah.
Right.
Itching.
You know, and so they light a bunch off. Like, I live very close to a house. They have a little bit of money, and they set off this display every single year. Well, they did it the day before, and it was like... when is this going to end? It went on forever.
I like idea of people reenacting fireworks with, like, they could have, like, sticks with lights on the end of them and then be doing what this guy's doing.
Yeah,
and
just, yeah.
Like, do a major show, you know, like down by a river or something.
That's so artsy.
I might watch that.
Yeah. People recreating fireworks displays?
It's like a new art.
Boom!
Boom! Yeah. Firecracker! Firecracker! Human firecrackers.
You guys are onto something.
Yeah,
that would fireworks. Be amazing.
That'd yeah. be,
well, I want to write that musical.
It's called Firework.
We all love this guy, though. He's pretty amazing.
I can't believe they don't know who he is. They have to have an idea.
Unidentified dude.
You always kind of know that guy in your neighborhood that might be.
July is bottle rocket.
But I'll say this. So, like, they started lighting fireworks off at this house, and Stella was over, and she walked right out the front door and started screaming in their direction. Like, you're scaring my dog!
Oh,
yeah. Like, she was screaming and screaming. Now, they probably couldn't hear. It's far enough away. But I was like... Yeah, this could be Stella.
Yeah. When I saw the headline for this story that a swing snapped above a 6,300-foot high canyon in Russia, I thought it was like a carnival ride swing. You know those swings?
Yeah, like a spinning one.
Little swing that mm-hmm. goes out?
Yeah.
No, it's just like literally a swing.
Oh, it's the Russian version of that.
Like a swing set that you put your kid on that someone built right on the edge of this canyon.
Why would you do this?
And two women are on it, and the thing snaps.
That's crazy to go on that.
Oh, it's insane.
I'm not going
Look.
On it. Oh, my God. No.
This was in Dagestan, Russia.
No.
Two women had a very lucky escape when the chain on their swing snapped as they were 6,300 feet above the ground. It's kind of stomach-churning video. Shows the moment they were thrown out of the swing, which sits like a mile above the bottom of this canyon. It's the deepest canyon in Europe.
So what people have to realize here is that
it swings out over.
Yeah, it swings out over the canyon.
So...
But it's just like a normal swing.
Like a park. Like you go to a school and there's a swing set. You got about 4 feet where you can get on the swing and then it swings out over top of a gigantic canyon.
Never in a million years would I do this.
No.
But I guess it's a big thing there. The video is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it. Here it is.
Oh, and they're pushing it from behind. Oh, this is freaking...
Oh, my God! How are they not dead? They went over the edge!
I know, Chuck. I know. Luckily...
They went over the edge! They fell over
the edge!
Someone
got in the way.
No, look.
Yeah, but... Same with the footage with the person in the way.
What happened there?
They were quickly pulled back up to safety.
Oh my God.
They both landed on a small wooden platform hidden just out of sight over the drop, saving them from the fall to certain death. They were pulled back up to safety by the crowd. Luckily, they only suffered some scratches.
Oh my God, you think you're dead?
The swing and others built it along the top of the canyon are now undergoing safety inspections.
Did that look like a chain to you or a rope?
It looked like a chain. But the town of Dagestan admits it may not meet safety standards.
Yes, we've had another objective in quite some time.
That board swing. That they put underneath isn't...
There's a safety board. What else in there?
What safety board?
It worked.
It did.
A loose safety board.
It's so... I honestly don't know. Oh, it is a chain.
It is a chain.
Oh, my God. They fly right over the edge.
How they're alive is incredible.
I have no... Well, just because there was one Russian guy who's like, this is going to break at some point.
Yes.
And the guy will put the board, and they landed on the board.
Like, they don't have any kind of little seatbelts on there, nothing. They're just sitting on
a
swing.
It looks like a porch swing.
It's exactly
that they chained up to the thing.
It's a porch swing that they've put on a... playground style metal
swing set.
Literally the edge of one of the biggest canyons in all of Europe. Like, as I said, it's a mile drop from where they're swinging over. 1 mile down.
You know what you can't do is fall a mile.
You cannot. And survive.
Yeah, no.
Jeez.
And they're like, push it.
It's fine. There are safety guards.
Snap. Bye.
The reaction, too, that people are just so used to crazy stuff over there. They were like, oh, there's people dead.
It's like, oh, well, next. Tie it back up. It's my turn.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this is that is actually 200 feet deeper than the Grand Canyon.
Wow. You never heard of it.
No.
You know?
I haven't.
What it looked like, though, is that's not the only swing. It looked like there were several swings.
You see when they take a little shot there, it looks like...
From the side?
Yeah.
It's like three,
all
four?
Different colors, right? So these must be all swings along there.
Well, look at the Russian girl in that getup. She's like the official swing ambassador right there.
Is she a thing?
Yes, I do.
Let's see that canyon swing. Let's see what else comes up here.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. See, look. There's more pictures, different swings. There's that.
Look at the image of them going over.
They get a lot of thrills from heights in Russia, though.
What else are you going to do?
I mean, normal life is so thrilling. I've seen videos of Russians climbing, like, incomplete buildings, like, way to the top, and then attaching a rope to it, and then swinging out over. Yeah.
They do it for fun.
Yeah, that's how they kill some time.
That's like teenage fun over there.
It's crazy.
They put a lot of faith into safety.
Mm-hmm. Swings are safe, especially by cliffs.
Okay, so it's, look at the... look how it looks when you're flying out over there. And look at these safety bars. What the hell, you guys? Looks like someone just wrapped tape around this.
Yeah, like, listen, if you fall, try to grab tape-wrapped bar on way down. You have one chance.
Look at the what your view is.
Yeah. I just can't believe there was any kind of... you know, platform for these two to fall onto. They went right over that cliff like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it snapped out, they were done.
Oh, you're right.
They'd be dead.
Yeah, you're right. If the snap had to happen as they were swinging out, it happened when they were back.
Yeah.
And it just kind of propelled them forward.
Yep.
But if they were out, they would have been 1 mile down.
That's nutty.
Just a couple of...
Oh, I'd never do that. Mm-hmm. I'd never do that.
No way.
Oh, God. I don't even like a swing in a park.
No?
Oh, I'm a swing in a park is fine, for God's sake.
Well, I feel like it's not designed for me to sit on it and start swinging maybe maximum it's not.
So if
force.
I ever saw you on a swing in a park, I'd be like, wow, you thrill seeker.
Well, you would, because I'm like, well, Lisa, this thing's going to break
He's
any
second. He's badass.
I'm like, don't push me. It'll snap.
When I was a kid, I used to have this fear that I was going to go over the whole thing. And
oh, I had no chance. I had no chance to go over
Listen,
the whole thing.
I could pick up some, like, I was like a wrecking ball, man. You know what? Last time, as you know, I love thrill rides, right? I have no problem with them, but I've just got to feel secure.
Right.
But the last time we went to a theme park near here, and it was years ago with the kids, I went on the swing ride.
That one that goes up high?
Right. So it's just all swings around in a circle, and then it slowly goes up.
Yeah.
I was terrified. Just because there's four little chains holding
that's
me,
it. Like yep.
right?
I've never
that's
been on it.
And you're flying out. Like, I'm thinking, I can just take right off right now.
Like, at what point do they have to individually check every link of every single chain? I just don't
think they
and
do.
And, like, how long has it existed
and what
for
about
now?
The weight? Like, there's weight? There's no weight restriction on those swings? It's just if you fit in the swing, you're good to go?
Exactly. That's the only thing.
Yeah. I never trusted those things.
So I was like, at that moment, I vowed I can never do one of these again.
I don't even like those rides that are just like 10 feet off the ground, you know, like at a carnival where they're
because they watch one of those go wrong where somebody shot off.
Oh, we saw some people fly off those. Like, I don't
that
trust
happened
them there.
Near me, too, when I was a kid in Toronto, there was the Canadian National Exhibition, and I believe one of the swings flew off.
See, like, that's the thing, though. Like, if you've seen a swing fly off, and we can see that that's a big-ass chain, there was a failure, it broke, like, there's no way I'm getting on one that is 200 feet in the air.
Yeah, the wave swinger ride. Dozen children were hurt when the ride swinging chair suddenly dropped, hitting the platform. Children ranging in age from 5 to 15 were taken to hospital. I thought there was one where one fell right off.
There's a fireball swinging ride that someone died on in Ohio.
Fireball swinging ride. There's another one in China collapses.
Well, that's the one
injured.
I think we watched where like the whole thing came down.
Oh, yeah. Ohio State Fair ride breaks mid-swing. I thought, though, there's one in my head where one of the swings actually did come off and one guy went flying.
There was. We talked about it.
I'm sure that's happened.
Yep. Like, the chains broke and it was
there.
I mean,
there it is.
I don't know if
that's probably it.
Maybe.
That person is not doing well.
No.
No, that one's not real. That's one of those not real ones.
Oh, okay.
But there's definitely, I believe, been one where that's happened.
Yeah. Oh, man, the world's tallest swing rider worker fell.
Negative. Not gonna happen.
No.
Someone said, I just can't get the mental picture of Lisa pushing Chuck on a swing now.
Lisa, stop pushing me!
You gotta go higher if you're gonna have any fun on this theme.
Say we.
I'm just terrified. So tight.
No,
I'm,
no,
in one, I'm in one of those child ones. It's got the bar that goes down.
Stop it, Lisa. Stop
my
it.
My little fat legs are sticking out the sides. It's like, this guy's a loser.
Kick your legs.
Yeah. You got to kick him at the right time, dummy. Instead of trying to stop him and go flying. Swing your legs back and then kick him forward. You've never done this? You can go real high.
Look behind you.
I will say, like, on, the you know, swinging, everyone would, you'd try and get going as high as you can. But that moment where the swing would go so high that then it would start to fall. And the chain would get loose and then you'd bounce. I was like, once that happened, I'm like, okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that.
Mm.
But I remember the bet, you know, you'd swing from, you jump at that.
Yeah,
you
jump.
Highest point.
Yeah,
you yep. Jump like an idiot.
And our playground had stones on the bottom.
Yes.
So he'd land in a bunch of stones.
I think mine in wood chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They kept improving it. They're like, wait, let's really make it safe. Let's put wood chips down.
Yeah.
Now it's all rubber.
It's rubbery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they want to keep kids alive now.
They're trying.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
I don't know if you heard about this, but the entire Fort Lauderdale airport was shut down for several hours over the weekend because of a bomb threat.
I didn't hear that.
No.
No.
Well, we got all the details now, and they're pretty dumb.
Okay.
Turns out, an old guy from Canada made the threat.
That's right.
He was angry about the baggage fee.
Go on, eh? What are you talking about, eh?
Yeah, you got to pay for the bag, sir.
No way.
$50, yep. So just bring that cash or your cards.
It's a joke, eh?
74-year-old Weagle Rosen.
Weagle?
Weagle.
Weagle Rosen. Was checking in for his flight from Fort Lauderdale to Toronto. An Air Canada worker at the desk said, "Sir, you did not pay for your carry-on bag in advance. You're going to have to pay for that now."
Oh, boy.
He was pissed.
Wow.
Finally, he agreed to pay for it in cash. That's when they told this old guy they weren't accepting cash right now because of the pandemic. And he lost his.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Fine. It's just a bomb I'm trying to check.
Yeah.
You better take this cash before the bomb goes off.
Well, it's a guy from Canada who's decided to travel,
right?
Like to escape Canada's oppressive lockdown restrictions. He's not going to take kindly to any kind of COVID restriction.
No.
Yeah.
They said
COVID!
If he wanted to use cash, he'd have to walk all the way to the other terminal, buy a Visa gift card, and then pay the fee with that.
Oh, not going to do that, eh?
Well, he was furious at that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So he stormed off and left his bag behind. But they yelled after him saying, "Sir, you cannot leave your bag here."
Why not? It's got a bomb in it.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
That is almost word for word what he said.
Why not? There's a bomb in it.
Come on.
Yes. Why not? There's a bomb in it. Three terminals had to be evacuated. The whole airport was shut down for 4 hours. Thousands of people got delayed. Of course, there was no bomb. It was just an angry, pissed off old guy. who didn't want to pay to carry on his bag. He's facing charges now for making a false report about an explosive or weapon of mass destruction. There's his mugshot.
Oh, man.
He's not even, like, crazy old. Like, he probably could have walked there just fine.
How old was he?
74.
74.
Huh? Yeah.
That's in that zone.
I could walk over there. I could. Or I could blow this whole place up.
Yeah.
Which one's it going to be?
Was he thinking that they'd be like, all right, fine, you can pay in cash?
Right.
No, that's not how it works.
I think he just lost his mind.
I think
mind.
He just had enough.
He just had enough.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
COVID took over.
Yeah.
I can't believe how close I was being stuck in this. I flew out of that airport on Friday.
Come on.
And this happened over the weekend?
Yeah, it happened Saturday. Saturday morning.
God.
Very close.
You could have dealt with the old man rage delay.
Al's always near disasters.
He is, yeah.
But he avoids them somehow.
Yeah. He didn't.
When everyone at the medieval festival caught hepatitis, Al didn't. Yeah.
No.
It was close.
Yep. The Ren Fest, Fort Lauderdale, this show.
Yeah, yeah. Always. Always on the brink of disaster.
Steering right into this one, though.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. He's, of course, facing a bunch of charges now, making a false report about an explosive or weapon of mass destruction. And the crazy thing is, I mean, you know, 99.9% chance there's no bomb there.
Yeah, but you got to do
the
protocol.
But you still got to follow the protocol and shut down the whole friggin' airport.
And the other thing is, once I say it, and then you start taking it seriously, even if I'm like, no, I'll open it, I'll show you, it's just my clothes. They're like, no, you can't even go near it now.
Yeah. Right.
Because you said it, you dummy. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now we have to do all of this because you said it. Thanks for saying it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, they knew right then and there, like, everything's effed.
Yeah. That sucks. Yeah. They can't take the chance.
No, I can't let a guy who said there's a bomb in my bag go to your bag and possibly set off a bomb.
Could you try and say, oh, no, I said there's not a bomb.
Oh, yeah. If I was him, I'd be like, I was confused. And what I said is, why do you think there's a bomb? But they misheard me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they don't do jokes.
They don't.
I made a joke at that emergency exit that one time, and they were not very pleased.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't think I'm emotionally able to handle it. And they were like, you have to move, sir.
Yeah, we're going to move you right now. Like,
no jokes.
Just joking. Yeah, and she was like, no,
they don't. No airport airplane jokes allowed.
I was like, sorry. It was in that row, and a guy didn't realize you have to verbally say it.
He just said
it. And he was like, like, they were like, will you do this? He was like, shaking it, giving him, yes. And she finally was like, sir, you have to verbally let me know it's okay.
Yeah.
I think they have to say that. You have to verbally let me know that you can handle that. He was like,
yeah.
Got it. Yep. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, shake the hand. Thumbs up.
No.
Double thumbs up. Hold it right down yes on a piece of paper. Gotcha.
Yeah. I had a real stickler about the belt. When I flew this last time, I had to make a big scene, dude. It sucked so bad. The lady or the dude came around. He's like, you need a seatbelt thing, or he's like, your seatbelt's not attached. And I'm like, I need a belt extender.
Yelled it.
Yeah, I just yelled it and like was scared people. And he brought it back. And
yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm thinking here.
When you get on the plane, you're just like, can I get an extender?
Yeah, I was like, I just was gonna not buckle it because I was like, if I hit my head and die, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm
not
turbulent.
Yeah, like, whatever. Buckle it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't care. But then, you know, he got me the belt extender. I embarrassed myself. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have a few of them just on little hooks as you like walk
they
on.
They should have them like sitting there. They
you know,
they
like or somewhere you could just grab them as you
board. A little more discreet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They could be more discreet about it.
Shamefully, I'm going to hand him a request.
Well, again, could you press the button and then whisper it into their ear?
I could, but this was like because I got called out for not having my seatbelt buckled.
All right.
So everybody's like,
oh, he won't do it.
He won't do it. Well, they think, oh, here we go, right?
Here's
the crazy
guy.
One. Yeah. And you're like, no, please. I'm crazy. Just quit.
They should do it when you buy the ticket. Like you can put.
Yeah, request one. That's
request
a good idea.
One.
That's a great idea.
And that way, and then,
sometimes I don't need them.
Go.
This was like little seats. And
yeah.
Sometimes I don't need them. But
yeah.
is when I did.
I was at a pool once where a big lady went off on this poor, like, you know, it was just a pool worker about how their towels were so small she couldn't get it around herself.
Oh, well. So she made a scene?
She made a scene. Like, it's so ridiculous that you don't have bigger towels. And this, like, 17-year-old pool worker is like, ma'am, I don't
I'm not in charge of buying towels.
I don't buy the towels here. I just, they're just, they're free towels for you to use to dry off.
Yeah. I could barely dry my legs or these washcloths. It's just to give people washcloths to dry off. Better go get me some safety pins.
But she was one of those Karens, right?
A big Karen
who had something to prove and didn't care if anyone heard. Like, wasn't embarrassed at all about talking about her size. Or
big poolside Karen.
Big poolside Karen was pissed. Yeah. I mean, they were tiny, I will say. Like, they were tiny.
Yeah,
but
sure. But you, just free towels.
You still don't say anything.
You can't yell at the kid working there. Right. Like, it's his fault.
Right. Yeah.
Like, he's like, I couldn't think of anything less I care about, man, than your circumference.
Lose some weight. Lady?
There's a section in the grocery store called vegetables. Try those for about 6 months. Wander around there if you can. If you can muster up the leg strength to get yourself to the vegetables, try not, some of those.
Try not to take the automatic cart. Yeah. Push one for one.
Get your mobility cart, roll, take it through, stroll through the vegetables. Ma'am.
As she was having her rant, too, this other woman walked by with one towel, like, completely tied around
of
herself.
Of course, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Probably strutting her stuff by.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that hot chick has no problem. Have you thought of tying several together? There's another solution called not swimming. Don't get wet in the first place, dummy. Stay dry. You're too large. Stand in the sun. You'll dry in the same way that the earth did.
I love that he's getting mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, big poolside Karen. She wouldn't expect that, I don't think.
No.
Man, that's not the way that kid was. Just like, I don't order the towels, man.
Yeah,
I don't, yeah,
no,
nothing I can do about it. We're off now to Ohio. Here's something. You can never actually put this to the test when you're driving.
What's that?
This here, if it's the volume's not up.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands.
A driver involved in a high-speed collision literally tried to let Jesus take the wheel.
Oh, geez.
In Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And now faces multiple charges.
Part of their driving curriculum. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember, all else fails, let Jesus take it.
That's right. Let me see you try.
All right, just you would do that and just let anything happen.
Jesus wanted you to smash into that wall.
Officers responded to an intersection in the city of Beechwood, Ohio, where a car had knocked down several power lines, a utility pole, and crashed into a house shortly before midnight. No one in the home was hurt. A 31-year-old woman approached the officers, told them she was driving the car and her daughter was in it. Both the mother and daughter were taken to the hospital for evaluation. Traffic cameras showed the woman's vehicle headed south at more than 100 miles an hour and speeding through a red light. The woman hit another car, causing her vehicle to spin at a high rate until it crashed into a utility pole. Another car, and then a house. There it is right there.
Jesus.
I'm just letting go. And she did. Officers didn't detect any sign of impairment from drugs or alcohol. She told police she intentionally drove at that high rate of speed and through the red light to test her faith with God.
Yeah, it didn't work, huh?
She's been going through some trials and tribulations, she said, so she let go and let Jesus take the wheel. She believes she did the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like in Ohio, it's like drunk driving crashes, and then it's letting Jesus take the wheel.
That's
and then
the second.
Third place is roadside pork chop eating.
In that order.
Try to eat it while they drive, and you just can't.
Sometimes you'll choke on a pork chop.
There's a million ways to die eating a pork chop.
Roadside
on the
pork chop.
Yep. The child was taken to the hospital, was fine. The woman faces multiple charges, including felony assault, endangering a child, and driving under suspension.
Yeah.
Never know who's on the road with you.
No, you don't.
You know, Queen's Gambit style is what it looks like. It was like an intentional What if they believe that he might take the wheel? Like, what? Jesus got to be real stressed out and upset by that. You think you'd do him a solid and not make him do one more?
I'm sure if he's around, that he's like, there is a lot of stuff that they've got wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. They have way too much faith.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
They're asking me to take the wheel.
You wouldn't believe what they say now.
All I do is drive for people in Ohio.
I can't drive them all.
I'm the son of God.
I'm only the son of God.
I didn't know I was just going to be driving people's cars.
I got other stuff to do.
That's why he invented Tesla.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have to do that anymore.
Right. That's right.
He didn't have to worry. Jesus started worrying. He's like, Dad, we got to get them working.
Yes, son.
Touch that Elon Musk in his head and make him invent something that's going to take this off my plate, would you?
The alien that's living among them.
Yeah. They say, hey, Elon, get him to invent some kind of car that drives itself, because I'm driving for so many people right now. Stressful.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
I'll work on that.
Well, it worked out for me. I just put a paraplegic in the hospital. Because I was out.
Yeah,
I could have drove right off the highway.
Yeah, that's true.
But somehow I still made it down the ramp and then right into the back of that.
Jesus took James' wheel. Yeah.
Jesus took James' wheel.
I think an unconscious James took the wheel.
Right down the exit ramp, right in the back of that poor man's van.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We occasionally see mugshots of hookers on this show and go, people pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Often. This is one of those cases. This is out of Melbourne Beach, Florida, where the Special Investigations Unit arrested a 39-year-old woman, 39.
Yeah, yeah.
For attempting to solicit sex in exchange for cash. She was in the area of Main Street and Church Street the end of June. They conducted a street-level prostitution enforcement. Detectives were utilized in an undercover capacity, posing as someone looking for a hooker.
Yeah.
That's when they busted 39-year-old Louisa Momberg.
Okay.
This woman has sex for money.
Not much of that.
Shocking to believe, but you can see her mugshot up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Here it comes.
Boo.
39
years of age.
She looks like Willem Dafoe.
Current age, yeah. William.
Current age, Willem Dafoe.
That's crazy. Dafoe. She's 30. I'm 37.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So she's 2 years older.
She looks like your great grandma.
She does.
100%.
That's an old looking woman.
So James has been on the hunt for some other photos of her. There's another.
Ooh. Oh, boy. My goodness.
That was her from about a year ago.
Looks like a haunted house, dummy.
She does. She looks like the person that would greet you at a haunted house to take you through the tour. Yeah,
that exactly really it. Scary one.
As she missed her calling.
And then she's actually been arrested 25 times
sure.
since 2004. So we're going to be able to take a look at her through the years here and show you what she looks like once I'm able to actually click on the link. Here we all go. Right. Take a looky. Looky, looky. So, I mean, she started out, well, not great.
She not great.
Has the
very manly
forehead of Peter Murphy from Bauhaus.
There's her made up.
Mm. Yeah.
Again, she not great at all.
She wasn't starting off great.
No, she wasn't. So. That was 2017.
Right.
So that's just 4 years ago.
But it's
guys.
Fallen really bad since then.
Yeah.
She looks like she hasn't slept in days.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Yeah, but see, she doesn't have the bags
a
under
year
her
after.
Eyes
mm-hmm.
yet.
Nope. That's 2018.
Stuff headed down.
That's about it.
Mm. Yeah, she had a rough go.
Yeah.
But oof, that one last year and then this one this year. Yeah, absolutely.
Shaun of the Dead.
You ever see that?
Yeah, like that there's movie. Like the boyfriend, the dad.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what she looks like.
She does.
Even as the world's ugliest man, you're still paying for sex, right? So you should still shoot higher.
Well, if you're paying for it,
the
yeah.
thing
yeah.
about paying for it is that you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
You should, at least. You just
so
set
you
a budget.
Think she's like bargain basement.
Oh, I bet it's...
Like, I'd how like much, to see her rate
how much
sheet.
Do you think she would charge. $5
She's charging more than $10
She's probably charging $10-$20 for stuff. Anything goes.
Yeah. Oh my. That's what I'm guessing.
Imagine
too.
Imagine the anus on that.
Ooh, man.
If it looks anything like her cheeks.
I just did picture it.
It's it's loose. It's loose like her skin.
It's blown apart.
My God. It's just, honestly, I can't ever wrap my head around it. How you could be that desperate ever in life.
Yeah. Yeah, well, dudes are gross, man. There's a lot of gross dudes. I don't think they care.
Oh, you're not talking about her being desperate to do that.
No, no, no.
You're talking about a guy.
Like, how it can be that bad. Yeah. How could she ever make a living as a hooker? How is that humanly possible with that face?
This is what I think happens, is I also do all these drugs, you know?
So you're just in bad
shape. I'm just as bad, but then I have an extra five.
Yeah.
You know, somehow. And then I'm like, I might as well get...
Right, it's two drug addicts.
It's two drug addicts. She's not making money from it. I don't think like a normal person doesn't bang.
Like a suburban dad?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, she's banging other... She'll go to like a house where people are all doing drugs, and then she has sex for people in there for probably drugs and cash. Whatever she can get.
It's shocking to see. Someone says she looks like the origin story of the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah.
Checking
on her in 2 more years.
I think the Crypt Keeper's got like he's looking a little better than her.
Yeah.
He's way more handsome.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is so disturbing. Mm. Is that a lower lip or is that what's
no,
that?
No, that's
part
just
of her face?
Part of her chin. The drooping skin of her chin, upper chin.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn it all!
Yeah, she's in rough shape.
Really rough. If you want to see what she looks like, go check her out. At DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, she is the mugshot of the day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This guy, I think, was trying to joke around. There was a really bad traffic jam in Louisiana the other day, and this guy actually jumped off a bridge into the river underneath during the traffic jam. I think just trying to be a jokester.
Yeah. Mm.
But then he actually injured himself, and the police had to rescue him, and it was just a whole ordeal. Here's the story now from KATC-TV. Take a listen.
God saved me, and he got back, finally all the waters went still, and I went back, I was able to get back on the shore.
A Lafayette man is thankful to be alive after a video of him jumping off the basin bridge into the Ischappelmeye
Basin.
That
was a long fall.
A lot of attention on social media. So far, this video has more than 3,000 shares on Facebook. The man who shot the video says they were stuck in traffic Friday when Jimmy Jennings decided to run from one side of the bridge to the other and jump into the water. KTC spoke with Jennings, who says
he knew I'd
still
do it.
Sore.
When I hit the water, my shoulder went up and kind of hurt my shoulder, but I started swimming and I couldn't get back to the bank because the current was too, it was way too strong.
After jumping from the Chappelle Basin Bridge on Friday,
you hear his arm
traffic
hit?
Jam, yep. Jimmy Jennings says he was in the water for more than 2 hours.
It was pretty crazy me getting back to shore, but went from there and I had to walk all the way back where I was at. I couldn't even see the bridge anymore.
Jennings says he was then on an island where he found a boat to take him back to civilization, but he was met by police.
It's a lot harder than the actual traffic jam.
Telling him to get on the ground.
Jimmy.
So I got on the ground, listened to him, and they put me in handcuffs.
Now, Jennings tells us he was given a written citation by Wildlife and Fisheries for criminal mischief and unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling. Officials with St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office confirm that and say he may face additional charges, and they are encouraging people to not jump off of bridges.
Yeah. Please don't jump off of bridges.
Don't be like Jimmy.
What was Jimmy's
his end goal?
I don't know. And he wasn't drunk?
He wanted laughs from the crowd there, I think.
Oh, my God.
Sober Jimmy?
Jimmy.
That was sober.
That's
sober Jimmy.
I think he's trying to impress those bridge babes.
Yeah.
Bridge babes.
There's the actual video here.
I don't know if they swear in the real one.
Yep. You never know what he'll do. No.
I think it took a lot longer for him to hit the water than he thought it was going
to. That's a way farther drop than I thought it was.
Yeah.
He's like, I think God was with me on that. It's like, when God was asked for comment, he said, I had nothing to do with saving Jimmy.
No. I tried everything I could to kill him that day.
I made him dumb enough to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Trying to erase Jimmy.
He stole a boat.
I would like them at the press conference to say, don't be like Jimmy. Yeah. Don't be like Jimmy.
Please don't. Please don't.
We're encouraging people not to jump off bridges.
Come on.
Could you imagine? To warn people not to.
Traffic was about to clear, but then some dummy who's parked there has jumped. So now his truck is just stuck in the lane. I'm like, traffic is moving now, you big dummy.
Yeah, it sucks.
Wow. And how was he going to get back up?
No, but did you hear? So he couldn't. It took him like 2 hours to get to shore, and he had to go to an island and then steal a boat. And
I know.
It was just like an unbelievable adventure for Jimmy Jennings.
Yep. Louisiana adventure.
I knew it would go exactly like that.
Yeah. Just sit in traffic. It'll eventually move.
Mm.
Why do men in one Iranian city keep cracking their dicks?
They're banging bricks.
In one hospital alone, in Kermanshah, the largest Kurdish-speaking city in Iran, they've had 172 cases of penile fractures.
Oh, man, I just...
I got real dark. My head went really dark. Okay, finish.
You want to continue with your thought, or you want me to go?
No, you can go. I can't say what I was thinking.
I love now on the show that Chuck just has these thoughts that come in his head.
Dark-sided Chuck thoughts.
Dark-sided thoughts that pop in, and then he's like, now you can't even say it.
I can't say it. I cannot say it.
You've gone real dark.
It's like, here's what they're doing, Chuck, so it's not what you're thinking.
Okay.
They're cracking their dicks like you would crack your knuckle.
Oh, they're doing that push-down?
They're bending the top part of their erect penis to one side while holding the lower part of the shaft in place until they hear a click or a pop. It's a little known practice called taquandan, which is Kurdish for to click. It leads to the rapid loss of an erection accompanied by a loud pop. But why, you may ask?
Yeah.
40% of the 172 patients in that one hospital said they did it because it was a habit. Like dudes being dudes. Others did it to overcome an unwanted erection.
Oh, man.
About a quarter of them found it pleasurable or enjoyed it and compared it to cracking their knuckles.
I only thought, like, if you had a boner, don't some people, like, push down on it at the base and it can make a noise? Mine won't make any noise. If it is, it's inaudible.
Do you hear that?
No. Like, I've never... Because what in there is cracking? You're actually breaking something?
What's cracking is your tunica albuginea.
Oh, not that again.
No, we just talked about it.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
It's the fibrous envelope running the length of the urethra. That leads to sudden loss of erection due to the fact that the tunica albuginea, as well as other spongy erectile tissue normally filled with blood when you get an erection, is ripped open, causing the blood to spill out and bleed under the skin.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, don't do this.
No.
Outside of this place in Iran, the most common cause of this is when the penis slips out of the vagina and strikes against the taint.
Yes.
Which we just talked about that. That's what brought this whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what the main problem is.
Crazy, they're using it as some kind of emergency valve to release your boner.
I know.
There are people listening that do this. I crack my penis. It helps me last longer. This woman said, my boyfriend cracks his dong. It makes me cringe, though, when he does it.
Jeez. I don't. I'm not cracking it.
I don't want it to crack. I don't ever want it to crack it.
Never.
I want all the stuff to be the way it's supposed to be.
Yep. Cracks. No popping, no cracking.
Yeah.
It's happened to me before, and it terrified the crap out of me. But
oh, yeah.
Like, the erection was still solid, and I haven't had any issues since. Sharing. Oh, you're welcome.
I feel like I've had it happen once a long time ago.
But he did. He was very apologetic about it. He got a little rough.
Yeah, when you don't mean to have it happen, it's not a good thing. You
no, think you've and, done it, and listen, it can get scary because I think a lot of times, like, there's a like a forceful jolt, but then you just got lucky where it didn't, like, nothing truly bad happened.
Right.
You know?
But for in this town in Iran, it's a huge thing that guys
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's not what's in my head.
Yes. Oh, do we want to know? We don't want to know, probably, right?
Nope.
How dark did Chuck get? That's the question of the day.
I imagine pretty dark.
I would assume.
Yep.
Real, real dark. All right, coming up, the Times of India. What went wrong for two Indian guys on their way to a birthday party? Let's get to that.
Yes.
The Times of India.
It's one of those things, really, that only happens in India. Two brothers were on their way to a birthday party in India when they noticed they were being chased by a leopard.
Oh, that's no good.
Oh, my God.
You tripped your brother.
Be a bad day.
How did they survive? Mm. They hit the leopard in the face with the birthday cake they were carrying.
That is a one in a million shot.
Absolutely, yeah. Right? Shaken but alive, brothers Feroz, Mansuri, and Sabir of Nepanagar came home with no cake but an amazing birthday party story. They bought the cake in town, were returning home to their village on a bike, when they came within a whisker of death. A leopard jumped out from the sugarcane fields and began chasing them. With their hearts in their mouths, they accelerated, but the leopard was gaining on them on this muddy village path. Unrelenting, it pawed at them, leaving big scratches. Sabir, who was riding at the side, was balancing the cake during this high-speed chase. As the leopard's claws tore into the cake box, something clicked in his head. He said, "You want it? Have it." He hurled the cake at the leopard, hitting it smack on in the face.
Man, what a wild day in India.
Just another day in India.
Oh, my God.
Hit by the weapon of sweet distraction, the leopard darted back into the sugarcane fields. The leopard had followed them, they believe, for a couple of miles.
It is funny because part of me, too, is like, if you're expecting the cake or whatever, and you're like, you definitely ate that cake. You're lying about this leopard.
Well, that's what I... That's immediately where I was like, let me see your marks.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's just human scratch marks right, on like, their arms and
scratch
stuff.
Scratch me so we can blame it on the leopard. We ate the entire thing.
Well, I felt like these guys just dropped the cake
right
at some point. They're like, oh, my God, we dropped the cake. What are we going to do?
They did report it to forest officials, and they did confirm a leopard was spotted in the area.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a leopard with cake all over it. Yeah. Like, that's how you know. It's like, okay, they're not lying. You found a leopard eating cake.
Listen, luckily I can bring a cake home without being attacked by a leopard here. So there's one positive.
Yeah, that's an upside
positive thing.
Yeah,
that's an upside. For sure.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.